Parker.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about, well, how to deal with high-conflict people here in the first hour. But you can take it on any other tack you want. That's how we do it here on Free Talk Live. Just give us a call at 855-453, and we'll step down, talk to you about what you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Emmy.
Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about this Concord Bearcat meeting that happened tonight.
Great.
All right. What happened at the Concord Bearcat meeting? Because I don't know. We were just talking about it just a moment ago.
Yeah, Concord's city council was looking for political cover from the Concord School Board, I guess. They reached out to the Concord School Board and asked them to kind of weigh in on this. And the school board kind of doesn't really see, why would the school board weigh in on this city council decision, right?
Excellent question. I mean, if you need to get the school board members' opinion on the possession of a bear cat, your problems are very, very large.
I guess, but this just made them larger. It just drew more attention to this winning issue for us. I just got back from the school board meeting, and the school board folks actually voted down. They voted to not. What happened is the mayor, I guess, and or the chief at Concord City Hall asked for a letter of support from the Concord School Board, and the Concord School Board, I guess, voted tonight to not do that.
Good for them.
Good
for them.
I wouldn't get a hold of that live wire anyway if I were them.
I think it's fantastic that the Free State Project is actually calling for the resignations of the people who have categorized them as terrorists or domestic terrorists.
They should be fired just for receiving tax dollars. But
fair enough. But I'll back the call for the people who were directly involved with calling Free Staters domestic terrorists. I think they should resign because they would not be able to use the N-word against a similar group of people with a similar skin color that they didn't like. So I think it's really bad form to do that, and I think that it's a disgrace, frankly.
I don't know if it's quite as bad as an ethnic slur simply because a person's born for a particular ethnicity and they're not born libertarian. You know, they choose to be a free stater or a libertarian or whatnot.
But yeah,
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they're just going after a minority group. I suspect that they didn't even write it. I'll bet you that it was Lenco, the manufacturers of the Bearcat, that did it. Obviously, that's speculation on my part, but I do know they offer the service of writing up the grant for the municipality.
Well, if Lenco had written it, then they would be whining in their application about Ian Freeman's use of their video.
Right.
Indeed.
But the chief wasn't there for me to question, unfortunately. There was no police presence at this event, which I assumed the mayor or the chief would be there since they were the ones that requested the letter. They would maybe explain why they wanted it, but they weren't anywhere to be seen. No police presence. They did have a couple of firefighters there because I guess they expected a bigger crowd than there was. There really weren't that many of us. But what really struck me in listening to the testimony, I guess about seven people testified. They all testified against the Bearcat. But what that really showed to me was the gap between the people and the government. Because then the government people started talking, right? After they took testimony from residents, then the government people had their turn. And that's when you started hearing the wild, fear-mongering, authoritarian, gimme, 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 want my toys, let's blow stuff up, except that's not what it's for. We just need to be able to do all kinds of things, and we need, it was a real contrast.
Yeah. People want de-escalation from their, security agencies, but the security agencies want all kinds of equipment to allow them to escalate. And the evidence is rife in the news that security agencies across this country use their superior power to escalate situations. And, Dave, I appreciate you calling and checking in with us about the Concord Bearcat situation. Let's go to Jake in Ohio. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind?
How you doing, guys?
Hi.
I just want to say I'm a big fan. I listen to you guys every day at work. And real quickly, I wanted to ask you guys your opinion on the Illuminati. I know conspiracy theories are kind of crushed off here recently, but I don't know, mostly in the media. What were your opinions?
I don't entirely know what the Illuminati is. I mean, I've certainly heard it talked about. You know, it seems like the, you know, there's terms like the Trilateral Commission, the Illuminati, the Bilderberger Group, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations, maybe even the Masons. And they're all kind of, you know, used in different ways, but they're similarly. I guess I take this tack, that there are people that wish to rule the world. And whoever they are, likely we don't know who they are, and likely we're misinterpreting whatever their motives are. But they're probably in competition with other people that wish to rule the world. So I tend, since I can do nothing about whatever these people are about, I tend not to pay much attention to them.
I would agree with that from my perspective as well.
I like to look at the news and point out, hey, you know, the obvious thing. Hey, these people that claim to rule you are aggressive. Look. And like it's so much, to me, it just makes so much more sense than trying to put together the pieces of the puzzle and finally we will know. I think that some of the claims just get outlandish. For instance,
it's kind of hard to follow after a while because I'm not sure you're aware of the polls. I believe in Harvard or Yale. Four of our former presidents were
Skull and Bones.
I'm sorry.
Yep, they were. Yeah, sure.
And
did you know that more presidents have been Presbyterian than any other religion?
Or Scorpios other than any other astrological
right.
sign.
So does one see how, there you go.
Exactly.
What's that mean?
It was brought up to Bush, and Bush completely said, you know, oh, well, we're not allowed to talk about it. So how am I supposed to be able to trust my government when I don't know exactly what my presidents have been up to, you know, what they truly believe in, what they're...
Agreed, 100%. I 100% agree with you that how could you trust your government and how are you supposed to be, to participate in a participatory democracy, if, or republic, whatever you want to call it, if you don't know the facts. However, I think that some organizations are secret and that just drives some people bananas.
True. And
I mean, if I create a secret organization with just Nimi and I, and we say nothing ever except that we have a secret organization. Some people are, it's going to grind, they're going to grind their teeth and go crazy over the secret organization, even though nothing goes on.
Especially if we say how cool it is.
Yeah, our secret organization, awesome. We got a hand symbol.
That's right. Secret hand symbol.
One final question.
Yes, sir.
This being said, and you know, the skulls being connected to the Illuminati and everything. And
I missed that. What was that? Repeat what you said, Jake?
The skulls have been connected, shown to be connected, supposedly to the Illuminati, Boston as well. If they have a, quote, master plan, do you have hope for this country that the people still have an opinion on what we're going to do, how we're going to be?
Yeah, I think that the movement historically is towards more human liberty. I think that the biggest threat that this nation, and I'm talking about the organization, faces, and frankly the people on the landmass too, face is the devaluation of the currency by central banking organizations, because that is going to cause real suffering if you see a currency crisis, you know, begin. Hopefully, people can mitigate that with, you know, alternative currencies like gold, silver, bitcoins, and that kind of thing.
Right.
Jake, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks so much, bud.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. There you go. You know, please, feel free to call in and quiz us on our thoughts if that's what you wish to do. Your thought on the Bearcat or people that are difficult to deal with. 855-453 Free Talk Live.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Nevy.
I don't know if I told you this hour, but Ian, our normal main host here, first chair was what we call it.
Fearless leader.
Yeah. Gosh. You know, it's nice to have him around because he does most of the work, But, yeah, there you go. Anyway, he's off at some city council meeting.
It's nice to work with you. I was very excited at the prospect of having a show to do with you without Ian here. Not that I dislike Ian in any way, but it's been a while since you and I have just worked together. I believe it's been a couple years since Ian was in jail, and that's how I came to be on Free Talk Live, was I came in and co-hosted with you, and it's been at least a year since I've gotten to sit with you and have a show.
Well, let's hope he makes it back tonight without more incarceration on
Agreed.
The way. So let's go straight to the calls here. We've got Jared calling in from Michigan. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Nemi. Hey, Mark.
How's it going?
Am I coming in good?
Hello, yep. Yes.
Sound good.
Oh, good. Hey, Nemi. It's finally great to call on a night that you're sitting in the chair. You and Brad were always my favorite co-host. So.
Right on.
Anyway, I just wanted to comment quickly on the Burning Man thing. I had a laugh when I was hearing about that because I've been up to the northern end of the county in Washoe County, which is where they have it. I haven't been there while the festival was going on, but that place is literally hell. I mean, it's a salt flat that is just burning hot. There's no shade anywhere. I couldn't imagine sitting out there in the salt flat for a week. I don't care what's going on. That is hell. But I guess some people would like it.
Well, you know, if it's a big enough art festival, then somebody will come.
Yeah, someone actually I met yesterday has been to Burning Man. I've never been, but the one video I've seen was of interest to me because I owned a trebuchet, and they had a trebuchet at Burning Man that flung a grand piano.
I do love the idea of a giant trebuchet throwing anything.
Absolutely, and I would go to the salt flats and get a nasty sunburn to see that, sure, firsthand.
I mean, they're
absolutely
fun for a day. I mean, I used to live in the Southwest, so, I mean, to me, that climate was, I got tired of it rather fast. But the only good thing out there is they got the best raviolis ever at a place called Bruno's. But like I said, they're in the middle of nowhere. I mean, 100 miles to get anywhere, and then there's no shade anywhere. But what I mainly wanted to call in about was people have been calling in lately about the whole, you know, magic words and things that you can say to, you know, get the government to follow the Constitution. And, you know, that is where the problem lies, is that it's not working, and people, there is no magic phrase that you can utter that's going to get people to follow something. I mean, I love when I hear people calling about this stuff because they're assuming that it's some basic mathematical formula that if you just know how to solve it, everything's going to work out. And what they don't take into account is the human factor, and that's where the problems are.
Yeah, I kind of, the way I feel about it, and I've, you know, there are obviously some magic words in courtrooms that, you know, do, you know, allow you to communicate better. This is one of the things that in a courtroom, I try to make it as difficult on them as possible because I'd assume I understand nothing that they're saying. Every legal term, like they use the term person to describe pieces of paper. And if you're going to use the term person to describe pieces of paper, I'm not going to assume that I know anything that you're saying. You know, what is a public way? How did it get to be a public way? You know, just everything's going to be a question, and it's going to be so difficult to deal with me that hopefully they just decide that they don't want to do that in the future.
Well, that's a matter of law, Mark. I mean, yeah, it's like you said, there are more laws than a person can read in four lifetimes. And I can tell you that cops don't think about that stuff. I know because I work with them every day. And when I tell my coworkers that, it's like their brain just shuts down. It's something that they've never fathomed. They've never thought about that. They've always thought of it as a simple right and wrong and what the law says, yeah, you know, must make sense. And they've never thought about it until they're thrown into a situation to where, you know, something may apply to them and they just don't want to think about it. So, I mean, I guess they're probably where I was 6 years ago, maybe, I would say, as far as the thought process on law and who writes them. But I guess what I was trying to get at, though, was I just laugh at when people think that there's some constitutional secret that you're just going to get
right.
All the bad cops out there, the courts, you know, that they're just going to fall in line like, you know, 4 times 3 is 12. Oh, you solved the problem. Congratulations. It's right. Just, it's laughable.
If we can get rid of that flag with the gold fringe, we will finally have a court that listens.
Right. What do you think is, what is it ultimately going to come to, Jared?
What, as far as the Constitution, you mean, Emmy?
Well, there's been some debate going on around here lately in the Free State Project about some controversial remarks that have been made, saying that by a cop flashing his lights, that's the initiation of force. And if you don't pull over and submit to this cop, they will hunt you down and kill you. So that the initiation of force is actually on the cop's part. And then, in theory anyway, the NAP would justify an act of defense in self-defense. And so what I hear
you... The NAP is the non-aggression principle?
That is correct. And so my question to you is, where you say there are no magic words, I personally see the government is getting bigger and bigger, and there are no magic words. I certainly agree with you. But it does not seem that government's getting any smaller, or there any fewer bad cops out there. And so while on one hand I certainly would... like to see a peaceful resolution where peaceful people are not locked up in cages. I'm really curious how that will be reached through peaceful means. I'm not advocating violence. I'm not saying that I think violence is the only way. I just don't see a way necessarily that it's going to happen any other way. So I'm kind of curious to pick your brain about that.
Technology, in my view, is the only thing that can outpace the control of the state and lead towards more freedom. Because, I mean, I'm not exactly sure where we agree. I mean, I'm definitely a Ron Paul type of thinker. I mean, I'm definitely on board up to that point. And I'm not sure how I would feel past that. But, I mean, the way I see it, a lot of times Ian will split hairs about that. But until we even get close to that point, my view is who cares? Because we're literally hundreds of miles away from that point anyway.
That's certainly valid, and I would agree with you.
If that's 80% of the way, we're probably 10% there, maybe even less. So, I mean, something like that is completely – it's just, you know, to think about where we would be at the end of the day. I mean, we're not going to live long enough, in my view, to see that. I really don't know what the answer is, Nemi, when it comes to that, because the government is, getting more oppressive. But then again, I think – I don't know if things ever really were great. A lot of conservatives look back to the golden days, but I know, like me, Nanny, you're very much involved with guns and gun laws and the Constitution as far as guns, and I'm very bad.
Self-defense as a personal responsibility, I think, is really my stance.
But as Mark has said over the course of time on the show, when you look at that, you can do more with more types of guns in more places than you ever could in the 70s or 60s, when people like to look back in time and think about how wonderful things were back then.
That's true.
There's more gun freedom today in the United States than there ever has been. There's certainly some geographic areas where there's fewer. Jared, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live this evening. It is Mark.
And Nemi.
855-450-FREE. And I want to tell you real quick about ForcefieldEnergy.com. ForcefieldEnergy.com is poised to take over the, I know, it sounds like a small market segment and everything, but there's a lot of money to be made in organic Rankine cycle conversion units. They have a unique piece of technology that is light years ahead of the competition in ORC units, and they're able to trap heat at much higher temperatures. The old system's 550 degrees. The new system, 900 degrees. New legislations come on board. Companies can't just shoot a bunch of heat out of their smokestacks anymore. These ORC units are able to begin paying for themselves very quickly. Under normal circumstances, they pay for themselves in 4 years. But with all the subsidies the government tosses at them, and I'm not thrilled about subsidies any more than anybody else listening to the show here, but let's live in the real world here. The fact is that FNRG is going to move upwards. It's one of the reasons I bought the stock, and if you're interested, you can just go through your brokerage account, get FNRG, that's Force Field Energy. But if you want to get in on the private placement, you go to forcefieldenergy.com, click on the Contact Us link, and get a hold of them right there. They've got the telephone number, they've got email addresses. Begin your conversation with them. It is a private placement, and you're going to have to hold the stock for 6 months, but it's a great deal because it's at $5.18 now. You can buy it for $4. As long as you got $25,000 to invest, forcefieldenergy.com. Let's go to Temper in Missouri. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about that last caller that said that he's this company that
people perceive that there's some sort of magic combination to, I don't know, win in the courtroom.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of different theories throughout the years of how you can turn around these out-of-control courts.
Yeah, well, I got to say at least one thing that, I mean, if there's ever going to be any type of win, it's going to happen in the courtroom. I mean, just based on history, I mean, sure, if you had a whole new form of government or you had no government whatsoever, I mean, that might be an ideal, but most likely everything's going to come in small victories where it's going to happen in the courtroom.
Well, I think that technology, as the caller pointed out, technology is the biggest freer of humans, but I think I can see what you're saying, that it's less likely to be the legislative branch, less likely to be the executive branch on, you know, any of the levels, national, state, or local, that is more likely to be the courts that respect individual rights. I suppose I'll go there, sure.
Well, I mean, I think most likely it's really going to be a combination, but it's going to start in the courtroom, or it's going to be finalized in the courtroom. The courtroom's going to play a very big role.
It's integral, important, sure.
And I just think that, you know, these people, they might be a little bit misguided in the routes that they're taking, but they are reading the law, and they are trying to understand something that's very sophisticated. And I think if more people did that, we would all be a lot better off.
Okay. I'm willing to go for that, too. I think that, you know, for every activist that might be doing outside the system activism, you know, civil disobedience, that kind of thing, that we need one that's trying to do judicial activism. I'll go that way, sure. That oftentimes, that I've seen here locally in New Hampshire, is plenty of people are willing to do civil disobedience, but it's actual work to do stuff inside the courtroom, and this stuff takes practice.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's an or thing. I'm saying it's more like an and thing. Like, yeah, you can go, like, I love your guys' Robin Hood thing. I think that is, I got to say, that is impressive from my position. But
it's amusing.
You guys come to realize there's now a legal aspect to it. And I know you guys are getting help from that, I can't remember his name, lawyer, but...
John Mayer.
Yeah.
Is fantastic in this three ring circus that is the Robin Hood case. Presently has been 2 days of a day and a half of evidentiary hearing, excuse me, and there are two more scheduled for some point in September. I don't have the dates. I'm not sure we have the dates yet, but it's been really a three ring circus, and I can't wait to see how it pans out. Just the other day, actually, there were a couple of counter-protesters on Central Square, and I had to laugh because Ian says, you know, if you don't have counter-protesters, you're doing it wrong. And so one of these guys held a sign that said, Robin Hood robs from the taxpayer. And I was out moving stuff from place to place, I was compelled to roll up to this guy in my car and say, you know, aren't taxes in and of themselves theft? And he starts saying, whatever, ma'am, whatever, you know, you must be with them, and starts taking pictures of me and really getting very agitated, but didn't want to engage in any kind of dialogue. He just wanted to say that apparently Robin Hood is stealing from the taxpayer, where I guess the city isn't. But the other gentleman that was,
I mean, isn't that funny? I mean, if you take a position and try to defend somebody's argument, you're automatically part of that group. Like, you can't have an opinion that's outside of the group. Like, you can't say, I'm not a Mormon, but I think they should be able to, you know, practice their religion. Or I follow CCHR a lot, which is, I don't really want to go into it, but when you talk about CCHR on the internet, they go, oh, well, you're just a Scientologist nut job. I don't even know what Scientology is. I have no clue what it is. I had problems with, you know, the medical industry, and, you know, I found this group, and I thought, you know, these people have a good message. Just get out more. You know what I'm saying? But when you talk about it, their argument isn't that you don't know what you're talking about because this study or that study. Their argument is, well, you're just a whack job from Scientology, or you're just a Robin Hood crazy person.
You challenge my idea of what is normal and what is right. And I, while I haven't given that enough thought, this is the impression that I've gotten from the guy that I engaged on Central Square, was that he hasn't given it enough thought to actually have a conversation about it. All he knows is that he does not like it. And so he's going to make a sign and go down.
Can you imagine the amount of time that one puts into making the sign and going out for this? I mean, it just seems totally ludicrous.
It was several hours that he was out. I believe the footage is up at Freeman TV Raw. And it was interesting for me to see that the contrast between the two guys that were standing there when I rolled up. There was one that was very agitated, very vocal against, you must be one of them. And the other one was actually engaging in conversation. And he said, I'm not opposed to the Free State Project. I'm opposed to the jerks who go around and harass people. And I was not 4 feet away from him. I was sitting in my vehicle. I said, well, is this harassment? And he said, no. So I'm not that far away from him. I'm engaging him in conversation. That's not harassment. I have yet to see anything that the Robin Hooders have done that is anything more than that.
Yeah, harassment is a legal term.
People. I mean, they run around on their own dime, literally, and their own time, and they save people from an otherwise,
from the force of government, literally. Because what happens if you don't pay a parking ticket in Keene? Let's say it blows off your car. What the city of Keene will do is suspend your right to register your car. Now, if you've done this and you're not able to, or you don't pay the ticket and then you don't register your car, you haven't exactly created a victim as of yet, but you go out and you drive a car without a registration, they pull you over, they arrest you. You are going in a cage.
Yes.
So that's really, they are saving people from the force of government, in my view.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome on the Robin Hooding. I mean, we've got the line on Robin Hooding. We know what's going on.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 8th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-953-2358. This is an exclusive, radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-953-2358. 1-800-953-2358.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. It's Free Talk Live with Mark
and Nemi.
You can take control of the airwaves by giving us a call at 855-450-FREE. We were talking about the Concord Bearcat situation earlier this hour, and we were also talking about the Robin Hooding that goes on here in Keene. All these are sort of outgrowths of getting together. I guess about, there have been fewer than 1,000 movers for the Free State Project. The in-state number is higher than 1,000. That's because 275 or so people were already in New Hampshire for the Free State Project when New Hampshire was picked. But the purpose of the Free State Project is to get 20,000 people here. And we're more than 70% of the way. I think it's like 73-74% of the way to reaching the total of 20,000 of people stating their intent to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. If that interests you, freestateproject.org. Sign there and join us. freestateproject.org. Let's go to Carson, calling in from Ohio. Carson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Yeah, so I wanted to reference the caller from earlier who was referring to magic words to make the government obey the Constitution. And okay. I was growling in the chat room because, of course, there are no magic words. The only way to make the government obey the Constitution is to actually exercise your right to vote. Simply say to your Congress critter, your state critter, your local critter, whatever critter there is, that if you don't obey the Constitution, I will vote for someone that will. And I guarantee you, no matter how much money they get, as long as the system still is that we elect them, they will want to get elected. And if people actually got serious about this and started holding their critters' feet to the fire, then they would start listening to them.
Carson, I agree with you that if enough people believed that what you and I think is constitutional and, you know, because everybody's going to vote the way that for the individual that they think is doing what is right or constitutional, but the sad part about the Constitution is that it was a compromise. In fact, some of the arguments are that it's not even a legitimate compromise, that the Articles of Confederation were intended to be amended, not, in fact, overwritten. But when it comes down to it, everything's constitutional because the Supreme Court has appellate jurisdiction. They decide what's constitutional, and they aren't us.
Yes, but, okay, I agree with that. But what I'm just saying is that I get this, when I talk about this within the liberty movement,
okay.
I get this thing of you're a statist or, you know, you believe in the government is evil, down with the government. But to be real, the government's not going away tomorrow.
Okay.
So let's try to work and improve it as much as we can.
That
effort that they spend kvetching about how the government's illegal and actually put it to something constructive, getting the government to stop locking up peaceful people for smoking a weed, you know, stop shooting dogs, whatever your particular issue you want to pick is, I think our country just might get a little bit better.
I agree with you in theory, but unfortunately what I see in practice is not really lending itself to that. The Constitution, as so far, has certainly not kept this government in bounds or in check, and I don't think it's simply exercising the right to vote that will change things. It's exercising all of your rights as a sovereign individual. I will absolutely exercise free speech until the day I die.
Right. I would love a person to call in and explain to me how voting is aggression, because I can understand why somebody chooses not to vote for, you know, you think it's mathematically, it doesn't make any sense, or you want to maintain some certain level of privacy. I get those, but I have yet to hear an argument that I consider to be cogent that says that voting is somehow aggression against your neighbor. I've had these debates with some of the, you know, luminaries in the libertarian movement. I have yet to hear any of them make a cogent argument, and I've had Stefan Molyneux say to my face that voting is not aggression. So I don't know. I don't know how anybody can make that claim.
Let me real quick, I just want to say that I feel it's unfair to blame the Constitution. Who you should blame is the people who have not held the government to its responsibilities by voting in people who will not do the things that they're doing. To say the Constitution has failed is not exactly true. It's that we haven't held their feet to the fire, and if you don't hold someone responsible for what you do, for what they do, you're to blame a little bit, because we do have the power to hold them responsible.
Certainly, we need to unite and choose an effective way. And I have yet to see voting be an effective way. That's not to say I don't go vote. I certainly do. But I haven't seen it affect any change as of yet.
And, well, I'm not for or against voting. You know, vote if it's what's passionate for you. I tend to try to get out and vote for liberty-oriented candidates if I can, just to give them some emotional bolstering and hope that they win. However, I don't think that we failed the Constitution, because I didn't have any obligation to the Constitution. The Constitution is a document that intended to bind with chains those in the government, and it failed. It was poorly written. It doesn't have even a penalty. Look, if the Constitution said we will execute on the state lawn any politician found in violation of this document, that their pieces will be quartered and sent to the farthest reaches of the country and buried in holes in nameless graves, suddenly you'd have something there.
Right. But I think
this,
so.
This is, how can the highest law in the land... Wait a second, Carson. I got a point here.
Sorry.
Laws need to have penalties. The Constitution isn't the highest law in the land because, frankly, it's got no penalty. Go ahead.
All I can say is mug edge for Congress. You know what? You sure as hell with that statement... Have my vote. You
Thank
guys
you, Carson.
Rock. It's wonderful to hear you.
Thank you.
There is a right to remedy in the Constitution, Mark. It's the right of revolution.
In the U.S. Congress? In the U.S. Constitution?
No.
And in the New Hampshire Constitution?
New Hampshire Constitution.
Which is an older document.
Yes.
There is a right to revolution. It's not very clear. I wish it was clearer, you know, that, you know, exactly what they meant by the right to revolt and how that would go about. But, you know, fine. I think that revolting at this point in a physical sense probably isn't going to work. But I do think that you really need, well, these things need to have exit clauses. These were just ideas put down on paper. And I think it's, frankly, it's ridiculous. If I've got a different idea about the way humans should be governed, and I can get together with a few hundred or a few thousand or a few tens of thousands of people, why in the world can't we just mark out a little area where 100% of us agree? Mark out a little area and say, this is us. We do our own governance here. Well, it's because the government claims a monopoly privilege on governing.
And I don't think that there is a spot to find concession between 100% of people. I think that's variety is the spice of life.
Well, agreed, but on, for instance, my property where we are, where my wife and I are. Why in the world can't we secede as a family unit of three or four? The people come and go and help at the farm. But anyway, we run ourselves. My wife has used the comparison that I'm the president and give the speeches. She's the Congress and makes the financial decisions. And we've got a system of governance that works. It's not the prettiest thing in the world, but it beats the hell out of what they do in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And nobody dies.
Right. So, and you have pigs, pork, swine, bacon. Let's see, one more thing.
That's for the
swill. So we have a drinking game going on in the chat room right now at chat.freetalklive.com, where people are apparently swilling alcohol or the beverage of
their
choice.
They have to drink every time somebody mentions a pig on Free Talk Live.
Because Mark has pigs and piglets.
Ian came by today to drop off his cop car, and I'm not sure if that counts as a pig reference or not, at the mechanics, and it's near my house. And I was out brushing the pigs at the time, giving them a little scratch in their butt. And so he had the opportunity to do that. He wouldn't do it. Big baby. Yep, little squealer.
Look forward to your future ham.
855, 450 free. Free Talk Live.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, a Dutch mic. How does an additional 50% off all ProMark drumsticks sound? Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Or how about this? $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $3.99. Playing it will make your soul swell like an angry ocean, and your spirit soar like the hunting falcon of an ancient Incan warrior king. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.